Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. So excited to be with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio with my show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, with my producer, Christopher. My name is Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm live, as you know, every Tuesday. And before I go to my topic, which is to welcome wealth and how to increase abundance and prosperity, do I have answers for you about being abundant and prosperous? Of course, from my own experience, everything I've learned in the last 40 years and all my life, coming with $40 in America and making a life for myself here. And I'll tell you everything that I think I need to tell you about how to be prosperous and the keys to achieving wealth. And I think it's an interesting topic because nowadays we all struggle, majority of us struggle, with the economy being where it is right now and with the fear of a recession and everything that's happening in the world, the uncertainty that's happening in the world, especially when it comes with the monetary aspect of our reality. But before I go into this topic, somebody called the show. Her name is Mary. And Mary, if you're listening to the show, you called my producer, Christopher. And when you gave the number is not complete. Either when he wrote it down, he missed two numbers. I only have 347-513-41, and we don't have the full number. So I would love to call you. It's very important that I call you, but I don't have your number. So what I need to do is find out a way to be able to be in touch with you. You can also send me a text or email me at carmenhara@aol, or text me on my phone number. You can call back the producer, 202-570-7057, and he will give you my phone number. Or you can email me at carmenhara@aol. I really need to speak with you. So I really, really would love to get a hold of you somehow, but as I don't have your complete phone number, I don't know how to get a hold of you. So hopefully you're gonna listen to the show. It is my pleasure tonight to talk to you about this great topic. And as you know very well, you know, I wanna sort of teach you what I've learned in my life, how to increase abundance and prosperity. It is very important that we do that in our life, most likely nowadays, as I said. We know wealth is our birthright, but it doesn't make it so easy to achieve. It is, as you know, between everyday expenses, unforeseen, you know, all kinds of situation and the rising inflation, it feels like almost impossible to cover our debts. And left alone set money on the side is not even the case. And sometimes we not only don't know how to welcome wealth, but we reject it altogether, thinking it's too good to be true or it will never happen for us. So it's time to change this thinking so that you can have everything you want and deserve. So it may sound too good to be true because, as you know, we all read the law of attraction and kind of feel disappointed. It's not so easy to get the expensive ring in the window. So in this hour, I will try realistically to talk to you how to raise your money energy, how to expand your potential for success, how to reinvent your sources of income. It's all about that. So our relationship with the divine is interconnected to our relationship with the material world. You cannot have one without the other. The truth is that although we are spiritual beings, we still have, we still live in the physical world. So everything around us is based on monetary value. Everything has a price, from our house to the food to the water to everything, even our health. Simply existing on planet Earth costs money. For this reason, we must think about mastering money as a form of energy and how to manage our finance. And that's not so easy. So in order to do well, we have to achieve our financial goal. So as you know, it's difficult to accumulate wealth and even more so difficult to keep it. So this cannot be done overnight. And it will require steps that you have to practice every day. And I really believe that I really believe the first step is to believe that you can get what you deserve and that you deserve wealth. A lot of people don't think they don't deserve. They think they're not worthy, you know, that the universe has nothing for them. The moment you start believing that wealth is what the universe has in store for you, it's exactly like speak it and strive for it every single day with conviction and determination. Don't let anybody tell you don't visit money. Don't let anybody tell you no. Second, you must do that with love. You know, it is easy to say what to do, but this will reflect in the quality of your work. So if you stuck in a job you hate, you won't perform it well. On the other hand, if you work it towards your heart's calling, people will quickly acknowledge how incredible your talent are, and you will achieve recognition. Another thing is you have to come up with something always new, always different, different ways that have been done before. So reflect on how you can take an old concept and turn it into something innovative and interesting, because I believe that everything has been done, everything has been said, but you must constantly reinvent the way you present yourself, reinvent the way you present your services, so that you become a leader in your field of work. What excites you also promotes you. What excites you elevates you. What excites you empowers you. So you have to always remember this. You must improve your relationship with money. It's very important. With money, you have to have a love relationship. Even though the system is designed to keep us down and keep us spending everything we earn, the answer goes much deeper than that. Many of us have money problem because we haven't worked on our relationship with our finance. In order to have money, you have to heal your relationship with money. Money has a spiritual notice attached to it. If you function at your full financial capacity, abundance becomes an unstoppable force within you. And money comes to you from all sources. You have to make a financial contract with yourself before you have a financial contract with someone else who will bring you income. So it's exactly like the same thing in love. You need to love yourself, have a love relationship with you, marry yourself before anyone else will love you or marry you. The same thing comes true with money. If you just go ahead and think that someone else will give you money or will sign a contract with you in which you will be paid, that's not good enough. You have to have the first, signed contract with yourself. So in this way, you know what you deserve. So you establish a relationship with you when it comes with money. Because otherwise, your relationship won't be successful. Your money relationship won't be successful. So because this will teach you how to become healthy and wealthy and powerful as much as possible. And you know, this is a calling show, so I will take your calls in a minute, and the number to call in is 202-570-7057, and I will take your calls in a minute. But I want to remind you that something that is very important for you to know is that I still have my my last book out there. You know, the my last book called Committed: Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. And I'm excited to tell you that my new book is ready, but it's only going to come next year. But Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes is a book that I highly recommend to everybody that has issues with commitment, problems with love in their love life. Because the book is, I want to remind you about this book. This book is helping you re-examine your core beliefs. It's helping you liberate yourself from the people and places that no longer serves you, and habits and that you don't no longer want in your life, and develops an unshakable sense of self-worth. The book is helping you identify your partner's archetype, your strength, your weaknesses, your mindset, your inclination, your capacity to commitment is determining your own love archetype. Make your partner commit based on needs, fear, and desire of this archetype. So the book helps you navigate successful through the world of online dating and in-person dating. So the goal of commitment is to help you find and keep the love you deserve. So that's why I think that I want to bring back to you this book, because it's so important for you to look into this book and let me know what you think about it. And I'm going to go in a minute and talk to you much more about my three financial wisdoms. Everything that I consider I learn in my life, and I consider my financial wisdom in this lifetime. And I'm going to go and take Leilani's call. And you guys, if you want to call me, feel free to call. And again, my Romanian friend who travels to Romania, Mary, please, if you hear this message, please call 202-570-7057 or send me an email at Carmen Hara. I need to get your phone number so we can talk, you know, because I really would love to connect with you. My three financial wisdom are this. First of all, don't keep all your money in the bank. You never know what's going to happen with the banking system. And you never know if your money are still going to be that safe in a banking system based on the fact that, you know, money under the circumstance of what's happening today, you know, it loses power. The value today is not the value tomorrow. So everything that's invested in something solid, in a property, is growing in value. So that's my first financial wisdom. That's what I want you to do. Don't keep all your money in a bank. And second of all, don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Distribute your wealth evenly. If you purchase, let's say, more properties, rent one and live in the other. If you invest in different company, invest in small amounts and see how one performs, because people tend to invest a lot of money. That's not the best idea. Start small and let's see how this goes. And again, the third one, don't waste your money in luxuries, which a lot of people do. They buy luxury shoes. And I did this myself. Jewelry, expensive things. Invest in things that last a lifetime. Land, real estate, gold, silver, and so on and so forth, especially now, because the security of the world is so unsteady. The best wealth, you know, can be accumulated if it's tangible. So that's the thing that I believe is the most significant at this point. So I would love for you to consider this. I'm going to go and take a short break, then I'm going to go to Leilani, and after that I want to talk to you about some affirmation for success and wealth.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. So excited to be on Om Time Radio, like always on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And my first caller is with Leilani. Hi, my lovely Leilani. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you, dear?
I'm okay, my love. How are you?
I'm okay. I love your topic today, and I'm still,
it's all
working
about money.
To heal it. Yeah. But, you know, it's so fascinating, Carmen. Money comes to me in mysterious ways.
Really?
And I do find coins almost every day, and sometimes I find dollar bills. I do feel like there's a presence that's helping me. There's whether it's the universe or my ancestors or my guides.
Right.
So I'm very, very grateful. And
good. Oh, gratitude is important, but also, believing, like signing that contract with yourself that, yes, I'm worthy. I deserve to have all this money. So before, as I said, anyone else give you something, you have to believe that this is what you should be worth. This is what you should make. So have you ever sit with yourself and acknowledge this is the money that you should have every week and establish an amount that you should bring into your life every year, for instance?
Yeah, I have that number.
Okay. Because I came in this country, I give you as an example. Probably that can be inspiration. When I was when I put my foot in the airplane, I had $80. Now, I came from a communist regime with $80. That was a lot of money. And $80, $40 were the perfume. I couldn't resist, okay? And when I landed, I had $40, okay? Now, $40 in New York. $40 was nothing. You could never get a cab, you know. So, but I came with a singing contract, and I made a little bit of money. But that money was not even enough to buy a ticket to go back, you know.
Wow.
So then I decided. Somehow I ended up in a place with people that were very wealthy, and I saw $1 million people who made so many millions, and I lived in $20 million homes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I decided, I said, well, I can do this. I don't know. At that point, I didn't know how, but I set the bar so high. And guess what? I made it exactly like that. I made it exactly like that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Everything that I saw then, I'm having it. You know, I didn't miss anything. So, and not so much the wealth and the homes that are millions of dollars. It's not that. It's like I decided that I'm worthy, that I can do it, that it's not, nothing will stop me, you know? And then I sit and I had a conversation with myself and I said, what am I good at, you know? Okay, I'm a good singer. Well, is that going to bring me the money? What else can I do well? What else, you know what I mean? So, so this is what I want to inspire you. You have to think very well, how much do I want? And set the bar very high, you know, very high. Very high. So, and don't be intimidated by a number that has a lot of zeros, you know? And I want you to want the best home, the best house, the best car, the best of everything. And tell yourself that that's what you deserve. And in order to have that, this is the amount of money that you have to make every month and every day. So what happens to many of us is we don't think we are worthy. We settle the amount at a very low level. You know, we think, oh, if I can make 200, oh, that would be great. Or if I, you know, 500 a week, oh, my God, that would be amazing. No, that won't be amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what you bring in. That's what you will, you know. Try to generate within yourself, because it's all in the energy field. It's all in the energy field. So that's why it's so relevant and it's so powerful for you to know what you want to bring in into your life. And then you will be amazed how much money is going to come from everywhere, plus the people you are going to meet. You start meeting people who have a lot of money. The moment you start meeting people, so I was in New York, you know, I start meeting millionaire billionaires, you know. I wake up in the billionaire club, you know, meaning the richest people, in New York. And I just came from Transylvania. I will never forget. But that's what I attracted. I attracted that situation. Almost like, you know, everybody said that was luck. No, that's what I was planted in my brain to bring in. So in my brain, I said, this is what I want to bring in. This is what I want to create. So I created circumstances, you know, that I will never forget. I went to do my nails in a nail salon. And I look at the girl who was doing my nails, and I was telling her entire life. You know, I was looking at her face, and the woman was so shocked. She said, oh, my God. She said, I have a client here. Can you tell her something? And I started telling her the same extraordinary things. I blew that woman's mind, and she said, oh my God, I have an event tonight at the Billionaires Club. Will you come with me? And I went that night at the Billionaires Club, and I met Denise Rich, the wife of the Mark Rich, the billionaire Mike Rich, and I blew her mind away again in the same night, telling her that she's gonna divorce and her daughter, I will never forget, is going to die, Gabrielle. And then Gabrielle died 3 years later. And since that day, I didn't know what to do with this woman because she was calling me every other day. And she was so wealthy. She had a place on Fifth Avenue that was $500 million, three levels on a building across from Plaza Hotel. So this is what I brought in my life, you understand? So for me, in order to bring myself at the level I wanted to be, I had to connect to the people like this. You understand?
Yes.
This is what my brain generated in terms of energy. So I'm just showing you a stupid example of my reality. So, this is what I kept on doing. Sorry?
I'm currently staying with a millionaire, and my next house sit, they're millionaires. So there's a lot of that in my world, and I think it's good for me to see people that just, they don't worry about money. They just go to the market.
Yeah, and you tell yourself, this is what I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I think I'm growing in this field, and I do believe gratitude is a part of it, because I'm so grateful.
Absolutely, Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, so I invited that guy, his name's Bruno, to come. He said he couldn't come. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving Thursday to go to this woman's second home. It's in New Mexico for the weekend, just a little getaway so she can have her home space. And I want to invite him again, but I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's afraid of falling in love.
That's very possible. And you have to help him overcome. You have to help him. You have to help him break that fear. Then you have to talk to him about his fear and about his emotions that he doesn't know how to handle. And he doesn't know how to control. And you're doing him a big favor. So
well,
this is something
is
you need to do.
Is he just not the one? Is it a waste of my time? I mean, he's from Brazil.
This is never a waste of time because there is a reason he came into your life. This is what you need to understand. There's a major reason the man came into your life. Do you agree with me?
Yes, but I find myself having so much anxiety and this really kind of interesting energy in my body when I don't hear from him or when he responds, no, I'm sorry, I can't come to see you this weekend. And I wanted to, I don't know if I gave you his right birthday last time. It's February 11th, so 2/11/1986.
2/11/86?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Well, he's in a very good moment in his life. There's no accident he met with you. And he's a very spiritual guy. I don't know if you see that. Hold on.
No.
He probably, hold on, let me see. No, I take that back. I take that back. Yeah, I take that back because I put a one here that is not there. Hold on. No, I know why I made a bit of a mistake when I calculated. Yeah, he's very independent. That's why he's afraid of commitment. He's afraid of commitment, but he's at the beginning of a life cycle, so that's important. If he doesn't make something right now, he may not make it for another 12 years. He may have an issue. You know what I mean?
I think he really is traveling and he wants to have fun. And I think I might just be another woman. You know, I'm sure he's meeting a lot of women. He's really, he has beautiful energy and he's very handsome. So I don't know if I should invite him to this house in New Mexico. I feel like he's just going to say no.
What's your birthday? And what's your birthday?
10/24/69.
Okay, hold on. Okay. This can be a match. I mean, there is a great connection.
Yes.
But he's way too immature, you're way too spiritual, to evolve, to carry. But you're a loving force in his life. You're teaching him a lot. I still don't know whether this doesn't seem to be your soulmate, but and he doesn't seem to be opening enough. But you are teaching him. He's in your life for a reason, and it most likely you are in his life for a reason, if you agree with me.
Yes, I do. I mean, I gave him a Reiki session, taught him about the chakras, and he was just blown away.
Right. Well, I do believe that you should be open to meeting other people. Don't be disappointing by this, but just be still open. And don't
with
be
him?
Stuck into this. Sorry, be open with him and be open with anything else that the universe might bring you. What's interesting with you, that you entering the beginning of a life cycle only now till the fall of 2023. And I do believe that there's someone else coming into your life during 2023. Probably even the end of this year. That's my belief.
Oh.
That you meet someone else, or that, or this one turns into a different person, or changes his behavior towards you. Yes, that's very possible. Okay, my love.
He's having a problem with his paperwork to stay in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to go okay for him?
Yeah, that's a little bit difficult. Yeah.
A little bit difficult. Sometimes, Carmen, I think I'm just, you know, I didn't know he liked me when we went on that date the other night. I guess it was October 9th. I just am myself. I'm just me. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he wanted to, you know, get intimate. And I was a little shocked.
Really? Okay. Why shocked?
Because he's so handsome and kind, and he's younger. Carmen, he's what? 16 years younger?
I know. He's like more than 10 years younger. I hear you. Yeah. I understand. Well, I've seen even 20 years difference between people. That's not something that should be an issue, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's just hard because I can't really... We had a very deep conversation that night, but mm-hmm. We're not really having that over the phone, so...
I understand.
I feel like his heart is just... He's protecting his heart.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, my beautiful. Well, let's see how it goes.
You.
But hopefully, you know, everything is going to go the right way for you. And just be open. You know, you're in a very good time in your life. And again, happy birthday. I know it's kind of a little bit late, but it just happened some days ago.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
We love you, Leilani, and be well.
Love you, too.
Just welcome love and wealth. Love and wealth, you know. Welcome every day. Okay. I love you, Leilani. Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. And I'm going to go to the affirmation for success and wealth. And I'm going to read them to you. And if you like them, you can use them. You can put them on the wall. You can create your own. But affirmation, they rewire the brain. They're very powerful. I am purposeful. I am here to impact this world in a profound way. I am extremely successful. My career is expanding and thriving. My business is blooming like an infinite garden. Countless new clients come to me each day for my services. I am a magnet for abundance in every areas of my life. I deserve to be paid for my hard work. My time costs money and my clients pay me what I deserve. I am talented. I have been gifted with many skills that I honor every day. I'm resilient. I can overcome any monetary setbacks and rebuild my wealth better than before. You know, I used to do them on my own, so you guys can create your own affirmation pretty much the way you guys want. So I really believe that you should create affirmation that you should use every day. So I use them on a daily basis, and I know they bring that energy in. They're very powerful. So don't forget to rewire the brain every single day, because that takes away the anxiety, the fear, the negative emotion, and rewire the mind. So that it doesn't allow the mind to go on negative feelings, on anxiety about something, on fear. So anytime you are afraid, take a deep breath and start doing the affirmation. Very, very important. Now, I will take a short break, and then I'll go back, and we'll talk about the 15 keys to financial freedom. If you guys want to call in, remember, this is a calling show, so feel free to call in. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. So excited to be with you on this topic that I really love. How to bring wealth. You know, everybody wants to have what they need. But it's okay to be wealthy. It's great to have everything you want. God gives us everything. This isn't the world of possibilities. But we are afraid. We are afraid to ask for too much. We are afraid for too much. We think that we don't deserve it. How can we build financial freedom? I put up together the 15 keys to financial freedom. And the first one is how to build your foundation. It's just exactly like a house. You build financial freedom from the ground up. This means having your priorities in clear order. Always keep track of where your money is going and how disciplined you are in keeping your financial dreams. Make it your priority to establish your foundation. Own a home is priority. Everybody asking me, should I buy a house? Absolutely, buy a house. Make it your priority to have a steady job. Make it your priority to pay your bills. Whatever else, you know, is the ground for your financial castle. Focus only on the most important thing because the rest can wait. And put 5% on the side. The best way to protect is to be prepared. If you put aside 5% every week of your earning, and this is very realistic, it will take a little bit of effort, but there are small things you can give up every week without feeling that you are sacrificing, without feeling there's a big sacrifice for the things you love. For example, bring your own coffee or lunch instead of eating out every day. Cut back on some utilities, some eat on A1C, you know, not using all the laundry machine all the time. Some little things that are called economy. You won't believe that in time that 5% adds up to a lot of money. And I don't know if you've done that, but if you did, call me and let me know. I'm just curious to see how it worked for you. 202-570-7057. I'm so excited to speak with you. Speak to you about your progress. If you've seen, oh my God, my life has changed financially since I did this, or I have an idea, Carmen, that I want to share with the listener. I would love to hear from you. So number three, know when to stop. My father used to say, the higher you go up, the harder you fall. And he was right. We all fall sooner or later. The people have a lot of money. I've seen they're getting in a lot of trouble. So you don't have to go to be on the top of the pyramid to be a billionaire. I have so many billions that you don't even know what to do with yourself. Because when you collapse from there, it's very painful. Because finance can be a big gamble. And you just like playing you know, then you have to know when to stop. It's just a phrase, you know, talking about your money. But you have to know when to win and when to stop. It's very important. How to play with the finance and when to reach a stage of balance and stay on that stability. I don't believe in taking unnecessary risk because emotion play a large role in your spending. We are, if you think of us psychologically, we are creatures of impulse, especially when it comes to our finance. We see something we like and our rational senses break down. I have to have that purse. I have to have that car. I have to have that thing. But you must remember to keep the logical side of your brain switch on at all time. Before you buy something, ask yourself, what would happen if I don't spend money on this? Is this a purchase that's necessary? Don't make any major financial moves while you're under emotional distress. And we tend to, I've seen people buying homes they cannot afford under emotional distress. This means that you're having a hard time to buy something when you're after divorce, when somebody died, when you lost something, when it's not the time to buy. I know it can make you feel good to buy a Ferrari, but do you really need it? Do you know when you buy it? Do you buying it because you just want to make you feel better? Do you know that is the right time to do it? Do you know whether you'll be able to feel okay and you'll have the money to buy for it, to pay for it? So there are things that you need to take. Many times we don't take into consideration what happens after our action. And number five, break the cycle. If you're stuck in a less than positive financial cycle, you need to study the repetition to see where you can break a link in the chain. Often we rely on others or the outside world to pull us out of tough monetary situation when we should be turning to ourselves. So we have to evaluate where we went wrong or start from there. List the patterns that have kept you at a financial dead end until now. I'm sure that there's a list of the things that kept you at a dead end. So anticipate future financial events in order to break through the repetition. You went down, you did something wrong financially, but believe me, that will keep on repeating if you don't pay attention. So you will anticipate that your future financial events will keep on repeating that. Somewhere along the line, something went wrong and threw you into a vicious cycle. Remember to break that cycle. If you can't break the cycle today, introspect, re-strategize. Don't do the same thing over and over because that's what happens. That's the way we function at the brain level. So that happens with our money. That's why a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, I don't never have money. I mean, I take my money from my paycheck and 2 days later, I don't have a dime. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm doing the same thing over and over, and I don't know how to break through the cycle. That's what's going on. So that's why, and number six is master money energy. Because money is a form of energy, and it's in sync with your emotion. This is something that we need to realize. If we realize how connected these two things are in our brain, your emotional self, and the money energy, we will be amazed. So it's very, very important for us to realize. So we have to learn how to manage our energy in order to include emotion in connection with the energy of abundance. Have you ever noticed that the more scared you are about not having money, the more you don't have money? This is really something that you need to take into consideration. The more you're afraid you won't be able to pay the bill, the more you will not be able to pay the bill. Many people don't have money. Many people who don't actually have money, are people who don't have confidence and self-esteem that they deserve the money. I don't believe enough. So this is where I gave an example. Me believing in me, and I had the confidence that I know what I'm doing and I deserve to do as well as the people that I saw doing extremely well, and I can get there. And it came with the confidence in myself. So the people who don't believe in nothing themselves, they will never make it. So the moment you have that, you build on the confidence, it's the moment you start making money. So it all comes from your mentality, from the way you think about what you can or cannot do, the moment what you can or cannot attract into your life. And you have to tell yourself, I will have everything I want. I will have, and you start putting, I will have this car, I will have this house, I will have, you know what I mean? Because the fear is the almighty enemy of the opportunity. Fear is your killer. Fear is the enemy of your opportunity. You have to banish fear from your life through thoughts that empower you and words that strengthen your potential to be prosperous. This is something I will always want you to keep in mind. Now, this is a calling show. If you have your own opinion, I'm here to listen. I'm here to listen to your own experience about money. If any of you said, well, I didn't have money and I made it, and tell me exactly the way you did. I'm curious to find out your keys to success. And some people said, well, be focused on something you really love and stay centered and continue to believe and work very hard, and you'll see how you become prosperous in time. And I cannot agree with this more. But there are so many other things that you can do, you know, to complement this. For instance, I believe in wearing symbols that attract money. There are certain objects that carry a positive financial energy. For instance, I always wear an emerald ring or a replica, something that has the color of the emerald money that symbolizes financial power, the green. Write yourself a $1 million check, then carry it always in the wallet. Some people say put somewhere that you deserve it. Put is coming from the divine power. Put is coming from the law of attraction. But don't try to deposit it unless you have funds available. But anytime, write yourself a check and put as many zeros as you want. I remember that John Kerry wrote himself a $10 million check. And he said that's what he's worth for playing a movie that was not even, didn't even exist. So guess what? When a year later, 2 years later, he got exactly $10 million for one of his movies. So it's reality. This is not, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not fabricating this. This really happened. You can check it through the internet. The $10 million that John Kerry, he was very spiritual. He was a firm believer that actually what you think you become, you can attract. Whatever you put out there can become your reality, you know? So it's very, very important. Very important to hi, Marilyn. you're listening to my show. I want you to call me. Please call me Marilyn. I know you're writing to me, but I know you're on a train, but I really, really want you to call. So also write down the infinite symbol, which is the number 8. Now, 8 and 4 are the money numbers. If you look at number 4, Oprah Winfrey, number 4, Bill Gates, number 4, Donald Trump, all the richest people in the world are number 4, number 8. This the symbol of the infinite is number 8. They carry the money power. If you study a little bit of the Kabbalistic, the Pythagorean concept of everything that has to do with interpretation of the power of numbers, they will refer to the number 8 and number money, which is the law of karma, the planet Saturn, which is the heavy planet of money, of karma, of power. People who are number 8, who are all executives, all they care is about finance. So write down this number, carry it with you. Now, sometimes I always advise people to buy number 8, you know, as a piece of jewelry and wear it, or number four, I write it on a piece of paper with a green carioca and put it in your purse. It's very important. Number eight, reinvent your source of income. We are creatures of constant change and betterment. Our job should reflect progress and evolution. I want you to take advantage of your natural talent to change your career. People get stuck in the same career, in the same job, in the same thing that doesn't make them money. They pay the same amount 30 years later. Their money don't have the same value 3 months later. So you're not meant to have only one career, believe it or not. We all have many talents, many ideas, infinite sources of power. So don't limit yourself to one dream forever. My opinion. Some people say, well, stick with one idea, fight. No. I went from singing to being a jewelry designer, to an author, to a psychologist on the radio, to a TV host, to radio host, to combining everything I knew from even I started dancing on TikTok. I don't know what I'm doing. I went to Cornell to study nutrition. I did everything. I used all my skills, my abilities. I expanded my education because I want to prove the world that, yes, we live in the world of possibilities. And the more you do, the more you expand and the better you feel about yourself, the more your chances to generate more income. Another thing, don't give up on your home. That's my advice. I'm telling everybody, even those people who are in the danger of losing your home, please, mortgage company will do everything to take away your homes. But try to negotiate, refinance your loan, modify your payment. The last thing you want is to let your home in foreclosure, to sell your home right now. We live in critical times. Home is the most valuable asset that you have right now. It grows, even if for now everybody can see a drop in the value with the interest rates. The reality is homes will never lose value. I bought a house in New York for $100,000+. It went to $2 million. I bought an apartment 6 years ago, $600,000, went to $2.5 million. Even if it drops a little bit, it goes up and up and up and up. All the properties that we invest money in, they will go up in price. There's no such thing like real estate crashing, if only temporary. It goes up again. So trust me when I say that you can never go wrong by keeping your home, especially in moments like this when money will change. My vision of money is that money, trust me when I say this, money will actually, suffer, transform, incredible. We will go to electronic money. We're not going to have paper money from 2025, 2029. The banking system will change. So be aware of this. The only solid things that you'll keep in your hand will be your homes, your land, your gold. So those things tangible will grow in value. Hi, Marilyn from Singapore. I love you, my dear friend. How are you?
I love you. I know. I'm just like listening to the show. Yeah, I've been trying to call. I wanted to call earlier, but it's too crowded.
Okay, so. I want to hear from you. I love you. You're such a dear friend of mine.
If I have money, I'm too generous that I end up saying yes to everyone who comes to me for help, and then end of the day, I end up like nothing.
It's okay to be generous, but the point of giving everything away, you know, I have a theory.
Yeah, that's the problem.
In order to receive, if you want to get, give back, you know, money shouldn't be stagnant. Mm-hmm. Money should come from one hand and goes out with another. Stagnant money leads to loss. Money should flow smoothly and freely. I agree.
Mm.
But be careful who you give and how much you get. So try to get to a balance. The way you're doing it, you create a little bit of unbalance because money carries that energy. So you have to to make money, how should I say, make money grow, but the way you give it away, you're losing the growth. You understand? So be careful giving to other people money, because sometimes when you give me your own money to other people, you create a negative karma. You interfere with someone else's karma. People sometimes come and ask for money, to lend them money, to give them money. That's never a good idea. Never a good idea. So for everybody listening,
yeah,
don't do that. And for you, Marilyn, don't do that.
I know, I tried. I will try. All right, Dr. Carmen, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling my show. I love you, Marilyn.
Thank you. I always listen.
I love you, Marilyn. And everybody listening, don't forget the world is changing. We're entering a new era. So, you know, a new world will be created very soon. So, there's undoubtedly a new monetary system is coming. I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next week on Home Time Radio. I love you guys. Stay healthy and wealthy. Do your wealth. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara.